Jill Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hello.
Well, Jill, they're singing in the evening. At least I think they're singing. Mm-hmm. They're tree frogs.
Yeah. We have a variety of amphibians that kind of fall into that category of tree frog, like, and we've talked about some of them, like spring peepers. So they are technically, as amphibians, part of that tree frog clan. But one that we can be hearing now above the din, because it isn't there anymore, spring peepers. And also it will periodically just sing for the fun of it, apparently, you know, as the summer goes along, especially in the evening or after a rain or something, are the eastern gray tree frogs. And they have a beautiful kind of bird-like musical slow trill that they are singing and entertaining our ears with these days in the evenings. And sometimes just on kind of cloudy gray days, they'll sing as well. And they're just a fascinating part of our amphibian fauna. They breed in our semi-permanent and permanent wetlands, but they're like most of our other frogs, they are going into the woods after they mate and spending the summer in the woods. They're about 2 3/8, 2.5 inches long from end to end, very mottled on the surface, on their backs, heads, legs, you know, on the upper surface, very mottled. Sometimes they have kind of a patterning and of blotches that's outlined in black, but not always. And they can change color in a matter of minutes. They can go from very dark gray, brown to green. They have the wonderful adaptation of being able to change their color to effectively camouflage and themselves by mimicking the colorations and patterns of the background that they're hiding in.
How do they do that?
You know, I don't know exactly how they do it. I've read about how they do it, but I don't think I could explain it succinctly enough to make a lot of sense with it. And I'm not sure that it's totally understood, you know, how do they know to change, you know?
We can assume it's a chemical change?
Yeah, it definitely is at the cellular level. Yes, it's a change at the cellular level. How they know, and is it something they perceive visually and then mimic that somehow?
I mean, they just look around and say, hey, yeah. I don't blend in here.
Fitting.
I better get going.
Yeah, right. And how their brains then take that and that happen? I don't know, but I wish I could do it. You know, there's always times when you'd rather blend in than stand out, right? So that their upper surface, their dorsal surface on all their parts is, as I said, kind of mottled and might be different colors. On the undersurface, on the other hand, they have pretty much a bright white belly, and the inner surface of their thighs and their legs is a splash of orange or bright yellow. So they're very flashy on the underside, but their upper side is definitely meant to, you know, help them blend in. And so someone happened to point out to me one that was perched on a downed black spruce tree, on the bark of a downed black spruce tree. And it was just the most perfect camo for that. It was this, you know, kind of gray, black, splotchy, just mimicked the color of that bark perfectly. And of course, it was sitting completely still, eyes closed, not making a move, and very content just sitting there in a little patch of sunlight, you know, enjoying a warmer moment, I guess. They don't seem to be particularly quick to jump away like a lot of frogs do. Maybe they trust that camo pretty heavily, I don't know. But so you often have a good chance to really look at them. I've also seen them in their bright green mode, sitting among plants in the garden or in the forest. And it's always kind of a matter of serendipity. You can't just decide, oh, I'm going to go out and find a gray tree frog today. you know, you just happen to look and really see. You know, that's the thing. The key always is we look, but do we really see? Our brains are very good at taking that image that we normally see and making that what we see. And so you really have to see as well as look to find these guys. And they have those beautiful big discs on their toe pads that make them really stand out as tree frogs, more so than, say, the spring peeper. And those discs excrete mucus. And that's what gives them this great surface tension on things. So that allows them to climb on very slippery surfaces, like your windows, for instance.
I've had that happen.
Have you? Great.
Yeah, I was sitting in one day many years ago, and we had a company, and this guy looked over and he said, "What's that on your window?" And you were right. There was this little white belly going up the window with those great big discs.
Yeah. Oh, it's very fun to see them on a window, just because you get that underside view, for one thing. And it just shows how excellent they are at climbing. And apparently they climb quite high up in trees and things. And sometimes if you're out and hear them calling when they've gone back to the woods after mating in the ponds, you can tell definitely that the up quite high that they're calling from. The tadpoles of the eastern gray tree frog are also quite recognizable because they're the only tadpole with a red-tipped tail. So if you are looking at tadpoles someday during a nice summer day, if you see some with red-tipped tails, then you know that they are eastern gray tree frogs. They take 2 to 2.5 months to grow as tadpoles before they too transform into adults. And the early non-tadpole phase of life for them is bright green. Apparently, when they're really young, they can't do this fantastic trick of camouflage till maybe the next summer. But so bright green if they're small, and they're pretty small, smaller than that 2.5 inches, and they're bright green, they are the young of the year tree frogs, and probably really hard to see. I can't say that I believe I've ever actually seen a young of the year. Great insect catchers and quite acrobatic. I haven't witnessed this myself, but I've read accounts of them catching things in midair. I mean, they'll leap up after them, not just sit still and wait for things to come close.
Jill Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand the eastern gray tree frog.
Oh, my pleasure.